Okay, so today's agenda is, as we said last week, we're gonna review the NS descriptor model today. And if we go quickly, then I plan to discuss the next plans. I think we have gone through the milestone three, and we need to get our document ready for release three. And so I hope we can discuss something about how we generate the RC document and perhaps how to merge the master branch papyrus into the, merge the working branch papyrus files into the master branch. And after that, I think we can start discuss about R4 model afterwards. So any questions, comments on the agenda? If no, then let's start with the network service descriptor model. So Jesse and Kevin are not here today, so I'm gonna show the model myself. Sorry. I want to make sure that you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you very much. So, okay, I hope you can see the screen now. This is the wiki page we ask for review on the mailing list. So this is prepared by Jesse and basically is based on the release to wiki. It's here, based on this model here. So the background is we don't have time to discuss about the network service descriptor model in the resource information model team. And it's actually moved from the service team here. So as a result, the suggestion from my side is for the release three documentation, we only reflect the release two agreement we have reached. So Jesse has updated this model and basically the result looks like this now. So the structure basically includes network service descriptor and it has relationship with WinFF descriptor, WinFFG descriptor, network service virtual link descriptor, SAP descriptor, and also network service deployment flavor. And also the PNF descriptor. And those classes are empty because in release two wiki page, we don't have those classes defined. And WinFD is defined in the WinF domain, so it's a reference here. The other, like NS deployment flavor and also the SAP, they are not defined in release two, so they are empty here. We basically have two options. First one is here, as you see, we have an empty class shown here to show the relationship. And the other one is we remove this class entirely from the model and only show what we have in the release two wiki page. So that's a decision we need to make today. For the others, we have actually attributes and data types defined for the attributes here for the network service descriptor and also network service virtual link descriptor. I think that's basically what we have.
So just for the context of this model, this is for the onboarding aspect of the NSD?
I think so. I think it's also used to model that the next descriptor that will be used by the VSC project.
Okay. How relationship to the service?
I think the our agreement in release 3 is the network service is a resource. So it will be part of the service descriptor.
So there's an association from the service descriptor to the resource. I think what you're saying is it's the normal relationship from service to resource in this case?
I think so. That's our agreement in release 3. And it's obvious that we have an ongoing discussion about this.
Right. Could we at least indicate that on the diagram, perhaps, somehow?
I think we don't have a high-level model here in our papyrus model yet.
Okay.
But
it'd be useful, I think, just as a context.
The network
you're
service
saying basically the NSD is the resource in the larger service. Is that the point you're making?
I think that's what I'm hearing is in at least for release 3 we're treating it as a resource, and
right, so
we should somehow indicate that this is a subclass of the resource descriptor.
Actually, the network service descriptor shown here is in the resource domain in the Papyrus project.
And that's fine, but how does it tie to the resource descriptor class, and how do we comprise services using the resources? So those things are good for helping to set the context of how NSD is used.
I think the problem is we don't have a definition for resource descriptor yet. So
it's kind of sitting here like a little island on its own, right? Without any how it's used to compose services, et cetera.
Yeah, but
I think that's okay because we don't want in release 3, I'm assuming in release 3, I think we said even that we don't want SO to decompose a service to come up with a one of these things as a resource that is sent to OOF to be homed. Right, we don't want.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can't home it, first of all.
Right.
All right. So I guess for release 3, it's okay. Let's treat it like an island, and then and maybe if we have time today, maybe we can walk through Gil's proposal for how ONS might be onboarded as a service into release 4.
I think we have gone through the slides last week. Gil, do you have any updates for new models proposals?
No, I don't.
That's right. I forgot. There's so many calls. So maybe does anyone have feedback on Gil's material? Maybe let's not derail it now. But if we have time at the end, if there's
have
any
time, we can do feedback. That. Okay. So all right. Actually, we have a few email discussion last week. I don't know if the participants here, you have any more comments on this model here that we can discuss today and try to finalize it.
Do you know if all of Jessie's concerns were satisfied? I know she's not here, but I do remember she had some questions, and I know some of them might have been answered, but I don't know if all of them were.
So it might be worth revisiting that email exchange where Jesse had the comments. I think there were a few back and forths on the email.
Right. From my perspective, I think we reached an agreement here. So basically, first, we agreed on that the model will reflect on the RISC-2 model. So she updated the wiki page to make it simplified. And also the others, I think it's on.
I think you do need SAP. In the readme release 2, SAP is important for the network service descriptor.
Are you So then, do you onboard SAP as part of an NSD?
I would assume so.
Assigned.
What do you mean assigned?
Okay, so
really, SAP is more or less almost like an external connection point in the context of VNF. So SAP is a term for network service, but it represents a connection point. So either way, release two, you really do need that. Otherwise, you won't be able to properly describe your network service descriptor.
So SAP should have some relationship to external CPD then, right? Because SAP coincides with a specific external connection point descriptor, right?
Yes. SAP representing a couple way. One, it representing if you have one or multiple VNF, right? One of your VNF could expose a SAP, right? And that SAP would be same as the VNF external connection point. If you have a network service descriptor where you have a VNF plus a PNF plus a network service, right? A nested network service, right? So in that representation, you do need a SAP to represent a place where that network service connection point looked like. And then the third case where you don't have a nested network service, you just have a VNF and a PNF, and that's very common, a service, right? Well, you have only VNF and PNF. In that representation, you still need to have a place to show SAP. So those are three general type of use cases. So I think release two and release three, we do need to include SAP and describe SAP. So, can you hear me? So what does it take or what does it require to make sure that exists in release two or release three?
Yeah, and does VFC actually use it during release two or three, I guess, is another part of the question, right? Cause
yeah, that's the point. What I heard offline is they don't use SAP now in the VFC project. So that's the reason why they are not existing in the release two model.
I guess because of VFC, they using the external connection point of a VNF, which is wrong. I wouldn't say wrong, but.
Well, but my perspective is I would prefer that we capture what is implemented or using today, and we can further refine them in the future release.
Well, if you go down that route, then, like, for example, the network service, this is another question I'm a little bit confused. If you say it's not used, then why do we even have auto scaling or security parameters and other classes? So either we probably documents what currently use or representing a descriptor that's correctly to be implemented. We can't do half and half or just pick cherry picking. Then very confusing.
Okay, so maybe I need to ask Maopeng's opinion since he is the author of the original proposal. So for others, would you be okay if we trim down this model to reflect what is truly implemented? Or we have all these necessary classes here as part of the registry model. So basically the two options I mentioned before.
Are you basically saying we try to either consistently only show the stuff that's implemented or planned in this, implemented in past releases or and planned in this releases, or we try to reach some confusing middle ground? I mean, it sounds like being consistent is a good idea, right?
Right. So basically two options. First option is we only reflect what is truly implemented in the release tree. So that's one option. The result is we will basically further trim down this picture here to remove some of the classes and also the attributes. The other option is we basically have the structure that is, I think, based on SE and the FE standard, shown here, or basically it's the picture here.
This is Ben Chung from Nokia. What if you do this? You have on the page itself, it says R2. You could just create another page that says R3 and show the actual, R2 and R3 views.
Well,
but it sounds like this R2 view is not accurate. It sounds like there's things here that aren't implemented.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is take out those things that aren't implemented and create a new page with R3 that of what you expect it to look like, R3.
Well,
that was my expectation. That was my original expectation. But now, when you say, well, we just take R2 and we call it R3, and by the way, R3, we didn't implement some of this, so that's very misleading too.
Yeah, so it's almost it's like you need an R3 model to show what you're building for R3. Then you need a beyond R3 model to show our strategic direction for the model.
And R2 should be accurate as to R2.
R2.
That's the only way you can tell what's the difference between R2 and R3, right?
Yep, R2 should be historic. Yep.
All right. So I think then we have an agreement that R3 will show the true implementation. So again, Maopeng, are you here? Are you there? Okay.
Shu, no. Wait.
What?
First, we need hang on, Shu. First, can we go back and fix the model for R2 and to create a historical correct documentations? If we don't want to go back and fix that far back, then at minimum, the R3 should show what's currently implemented in R2. And then we can say R3, which includes some additional stuff. Then we know what's added to R3. All right?
I don't think we need to fix the R2 model because it's not publicly documented, on the Red Doc.
Okay.
And another
That's reason fine.
Is, yeah, we will gonna refine our clean page for release 3 afterwards. So basically, I don't think the release 2 model will either on the Red Doc or on the clean page there. So
then we should start the R3 with the initial baseline of what's already implemented in R2. And then
right, it's like you have to clean it up anyway, right? You might as well publish it as R2.
So my suggestion is we ask maybe our mobile cannot hear me. So I will ask him offline to provide an update on the model.
Hello.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the thing asked what's the implicated in the R2 or in the now or in UFC, right?
Right, I think so. So he basically thinks things like scaling and also maybe lifecycle management script that are not truly used in the implementation, so you can delete them and only show those things that are truly used in the VFC.
I think we VFC now don't implement the NS deploy flavor. That node is not implemented now, and the SAP descriptor, it's don't implement it. It don't implement it, and I think the PNF and WinFFGD is our stretch goal. We'll do some POC, but not published in the release 2 or release 3. Maybe next release we will publish it.
Yes, so basically I think the request here is, could you make another wiki page that shows what is truly implemented in the VFC? So you copy this page into another one and delete like this one that you are not really used in the model. So show a clean model that is reflect your implementation, and we can further update this diagram to only show those things that are used.
Okay, in the VFC, they mainly use the data model. For the information model, we will try to model it. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for that. Okay, so any other comments for that part?
So moving forward to release 3, are we going to have an NS descriptor, which represent a VNF descriptor, represent PNF descriptor, and represent some of the basic connectivity for the network service, such as the network service virtual link, descriptors, and SAP?
Well,
some of the basics, and some of the basic information of the network service, such as the number of VNF to be instantiated, instantiation level. Where I'm coming from is that I'm looking at maybe we don't need all this complex network service deployment flavor, right? Because that's no one support that. So we don't need to really introduce all that complex in. However, we do need the basic information so that people can build a network service descriptor correctly.
Yang Xu, can you let me show my screen? Let me be maybe
sure.
Clear. So
please.
Okay. I think it's more clear for we discuss. This is the data model. It's similar to the information model. We want to implicate in the R3 this network service node, our proposal, WinF, PNF, and network virtual link, and also this data type capability. This example, saying you can, I think you can this link. This we want to do. This is an example. Okay.
Yeah, I see this one, Mao Pan. I remember this is what Nokia proposed almost a year ago, or last year, early part of December last year. Because these are just the basic stuff that we need for network service.
This we want to
I would,
in the ONAP VFC project in the release 3. Release 2, we already implicated the network service WinF and link. In the release 3, we want to add the PNF.
Yeah, so the only thing that missing the, off of this page that I mentioned earlier is the information relate to the network service instantiation level, right? For the BNF.
I think instantiation level is not introduced in this word. We just use a simple Tosca topology to installation those nodes, not use the installation level or deploy flavor yet. We don't use that in this world.
No. Mopin, the model that what you showed there, example, like for example, how would you describe if I want to bring two VNF up? Two VNF number one.
In our case, in this version, we don't support that. Two WinF instance. I think you want to say WinF one. You want to installation it two instance. We don't support in this version. In next version, we may consider that because our case not support those things yet. No requirement to do that now.
Okay, so in release 3, we don't support a capability to represent a network service to bring up two instances of a specific VNF.
Yes, I think we just support one WinF. If we want another one, we can add another node.
Even though it's the same, so if you want another one, then you have to add into the service template another WinF one.
Yes, if we want two WinF instances with one node, I think maybe we concerned many conflictable since of how the WinF instance connect with another use which link is complex for us in this release. In next release, if we have those requirements, we can consider because there is if we consider the VoLTE or some use case now, we don't have that requirement now from the service provider.
Okay, maybe we can you can add some clarification in the wiki page for this release. We do what you just proposed so that everyone clearly understand how to do that part, because I think that was one mystery. I've been asked how ONAP support that.
Yes. This we suppose this maybe next release we will consider the more relaxed. We can add the more template parameters in that. Okay.
Going back to Shu, are we reverse engineering take what Malpen show on screen here and re-represent as an information model correctly?
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay.
So when you show the Tosca, I think data model, right? So it sounds like you're trying to back data model into info model. But yes. I know when it comes to the network service stuff, and Anatoly's been running that session, I guess, in about half an hour regarding the data model where they've been discussing, you know, the service and not needing to do something special there for the network service. And yet this looks special. So I'm trying to jive all that together.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. The current design is the SO would handle the service descriptor and the VFC would handle the network service descriptor. And the NS is considered as a resource, which is related to the service descriptor. So I think that's the release 3 implementation. All right, so any other comments for this part?
Not from me, no.
Okay, so maybe a related question here. Do you have any ideas on how we gonna do with the PNFD model? So we have some discussions in previous weeks, and I think my suggestion is similar to the network service model here. We would have a model which is consistent with the implementation. I remember that SDC has agreed to implement the PNFD model, but I'm not sure what's the progress now.
I had proposed a while ago a network function superclass at the info model level. I just posted the link in the chat, but I don't think I have many comments back on that. I tried to take the VNF descriptor and the PNF descriptor and tried to find, you know,
so
some
there was
commonality.
One thing I did. This is Ben Chung from Nokia. There was one thing I was looking at that. If you go to their PNF IAM resource page, I think it was. There was a change that we had where you had the PNF ID and you say that's the correlation ID into the ANA. I think that's changed now to PNF-name. So that should be probably reflected in that page that I saw.
Okay. Maybe we can talk offline then. I'm not sure where that is, so maybe we could.
Yeah, sure.
You could jump.
Yeah. Just contact me. I have also, let me put in the chat, I wrote the plug and play PNF page, and I've been working with SDC Michael Endo to every Tuesday we have a call where we talk about the plug and play functionality and stuff. So, and we've been talking about the model and things. So, in there we have details of that. And yeah, if you, who's just speaking? Let me see.
This is Chesla Wexler.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So
doesn't that meeting like conflict right with the modeling subcommittee meeting?
Yeah, and I've asked them to move it actually, but yeah, that's unfortunate. And maybe I should try to. I'll ask again. I think.
Because I think SDC is doing some very slim R3 work on PNF, and I'm trying to see whether we can start thinking in terms of the generalities between these two things so that at the internal model level, we don't necessarily subclass VNF and PNF, but we treat them more based on their capabilities or requirements, which does give us some future capabilities that we'll probably want to exploit. I'm just trying to set us on a good path for the future.
Yeah, and we have said that that we would like to have the two actually them share the same NF, just be an NF model basically,
right,
instead of something specific to a PNF or a VNF. Yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
Super.
And for both of them though, the index into ANI from coming up from the VES event has changed to from what it originally was to the PNF name. And again, let me put in the chat here. So
I think that can be fixed though. I think, and I don't want to make us go off on a tangent, but the fact that the ID is not the key of the PNF, I think is just a mistake and has to be fixed. Because then they could be consistent and that would be good.
Yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth on that point, actually. And I know in a lot of structures, the ID is used as the key in general. And I'm not exactly sure why PNF-name was
used. I've got the whole history, and like I said, it's a mistake.
Yeah.
It should just be fixed.
Okay. So unfortunately now it's propagated to a bazillion different documents and requirements and things and the VES event. And so maybe the right place to take this up, I think, is to the use case call on Thursdays. Let me put in the info here for the meeting.
Thanks, that would be appreciated.
So it's Thursday. And actually, I don't know if Marge Hillis, are you on the call? I saw her name at one point, but I don't know if... Let me see. Is she still on the call? Oh, I think she dropped. Shoot. But anyway, that she had been working on the VES event with Alok. Okay, so here's the use case meeting. It's Thursday, is at 11 a.m. EDT Eastern Standard Time.
Ben, are you showing something on screen?
Yeah, let me. So yeah. So anyway, that there was I don't mind getting it changed, but it was already changed once and it took a lot of work to change it to PNF name. So whatever you guys decide,
it makes me sad
on it and you know, don't ping pong back and forth. But I think the thing is the Thursday use case call is where that should be discussed at large, I think.
Okay, I will try to get to that. And I'll see if I can find anybody in the meantime.
So Ben, would you please help give an introduction or description next week on this call about your discussion with the SDC team? Because the only news that I heard is SDC has agreed to bring in the software version attribute into the PNFD model. But I'm not sure what about the other attributes, like the PNF-name that you have just mentioned. So basically, I'm not sure from my perspective that what we should put into the PNFD model in the information model in release 3. So could you share some light?
Ben, are you on mute?
Okay. Anyway, I was asking, write the email then. So Michaela has also asked me that we put on the agenda next week, have a discussion about PNFD. So let's see. All right. So those parts are finished and let's see if we can agree on the NSD part this week. The next topic on my plan is about how we generate the release 3 documentation. I think at least the WinEV and the WinEVD instance, WinEV instance model are mature enough to start the documentation work. I think our previous assumption is we generate the RC document based on the gen doc produced by the papyrus. So do you have any suggestions on this thing? If no, then maybe I will.
I see a problem with the bridge and the exit.
Ben, do you have anything to say?
All right. If you do not have any further comments on that, sorry?
Sorry, I think I had a problem with my connection. I was speaking a second ago.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying we were discussing about the PNF ID and versus PNF name, and I think if we go to the 5G use case committee, that's where that can be discussed. So,
right. So I hope if you have some material that can share with us about the current agreement on that part. Or
yeah, it's in Alok Gupta's VES event document. So I don't know if I can, can I share a document on this from Zoom? Let me see if there's a share document thing here. Does anybody know, can you share documents through here? Or I guess, let me see if there's...
I guess you can share the screen. Or
I can bring up the document and show you for sure. Let me see.
Right, or you can put a link to the document in the chat if you have, if it's on the wiki.
Yeah, I don't know if Alok Gupta's. I've always just gotten the document, so I don't know if. Let me see.
Is that the PowerPoint one that he had, or is it different?
Let me just show you.
So no, Kevin's on, you know, out this week. Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Skaggs, but I think he's working on creating a UML version of the at least the descriptor aspects of the VES events.
Okay.
Based on Alok's material.
Okay, so anyway, this is where I believe that the PNF dash name is used in the PNF. Let me see if we can find it here. Let me shrink this. Registration. Let me see. Okay. So. Should be the source name. So maybe it's in the header. Go up to the top.
I saw NF name where you just were.
Source name. Here, sequence source ID. No, source name here. So, let me bring up the. Let me see. Play use case. And I mean, all throughout my use case here, I've used PNF dash name, but I'm pretty certain it's sent in the source name. Source name is where this should be the PNF name, and as the entry into ANEI, the PNF name. So I mean, I've been
It's a mistake that I would hate to propagate through ONAP. For a VNF, I presume that it's the you use the key of the VNF ID in there, right? I mean, you might include a VNF name as well, but the VNF ID is the instance ID.
So there's two ID things, like things. It's the PNF name that's been used. So when the PNF name is Marge was working this. That's what I was asking.
Right. Just historically, that like the VNF ID is the key to the VNF, and it also has a name. In the PNF, it has a name and an ID, but the ID is key, and the name is the key instead of the ID. And I'm just, you know, it's not something we should make ONAP have to.
Yeah.
Jump through hoops on. It really should be the other way around, and I think we ought to work that to get ANEI to fix that. So what I'll try and do is talk to Alok, and Christina from ANAI, and Jimmy maybe, is the PTL. I'll try to do that ahead of Thursday.
Okay, hold on. Marge is who's been working the best thing. I'm asking to see if she can join. Let's see if I can find the... She was on the call. Okay, she says she can join. Let me see if I can find the thing here. Okay, she's joining. And let me see if I can find the page that I saw this on. Let me see. It was, why can't I? Okay, shrink this a little bit. All right, it was on this page here, I think, which is where I saw it. Here. So, did Marge join again? Let me see. Participants. Marge, are you there?
I'm here. I was
on. Oh, yeah. Hi. Hey, Marge. Yeah. So I noticed on this PNF resource IAM proposal that they have the PNF ID as the ID instead of PNF name. So I brought that up as a point in the plug and play flow. I've been using PNF name. And I said in our VES event that you've been working, and I showed on the document that the source name is the PNF dash name. And Cheslia Wexler, I think is the name. Chesla was saying that that's a mistake. It should be the PNF ID because in other places throughout ONAP, XXX ID is usually the sort of index into things. So,
but wait a second. But what? Okay. So we were told by the ANAI team that the PNF name is the index into ANAI.
Yeah, I'm sure they told you that, and that is absolutely the case today. My point is, I think that is a mistake, and I think they agree. And you have replied to me, Marge.
Right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But not in Casablanca, right?
Well, I would love to pursue that fix, because the longer it goes on, it's such a huge deal when you change what is the ID.
Right. I mean, I really don't care, but I first thought it was the PNF ID, and then I was told,
I heard it ping-ponged, and yeah. The historical perspective on that was missing, so I had replied back to you, I guess, on Thursday, August 2nd, just asking, if it were the key, would that help this use case? But I don't think we continued it after that, so... I'd like to talk to them to see if they can.
I don't know if because we were sort of told no, it's not going to change. So okay. That's why I dropped. Yeah.
All right. But it would help, right? It would help, trying to keep network function.
Well, I don't know if it would help now, because all the VES events in the VES event listener document have made changes now to say PNF name instead of PNF ID. Everything got changed when we were told that the PNF name is the index into ANAI, and that's what everybody is now using as the source name or reporting name, depending upon what's appropriate. But
I'm just thinking, if it is a mistake and we would like it to be different, the earlier you change things, the better, before there's data and models and... all that other kind of
stuff.
But
the PNF ID is a UUID, right?
Yeah.
The PNF, no, hang on. The PNF ID is an ID, right, that you assign to uniquely identify an instance of a PNF. Okay. The reason that PNF name is the key, if anybody wants the 1-minute history, is that the P server, the compute host, was originally using host name as its ID. Bad idea. Shouldn't have been done like that. And when they modeled, when they broke P servers apart into PNFs and P servers, they copied the model and continued the mistake. So it's just got a historical, like, oh shoot. And, you know, it would be better to just fix it for ONAP. I mean, I don't want to saddle ONAP with what I would consider to be modeling mistakes.
So maybe you can just help me understand what you're proposing. So are you proposing that PNF ID should be the name
It should be the key. It should be the key into ANAI, the index. Just like VNF ID is the index of a VNF.
Okay. Whoa, I thought it was VNF name. Okay.
No, so it's the ID is the key for a VNF, but a VNF also has a name. PNF has a name and an ID, but unfortunately the name is the key instead of the ID.
Okay.
So I think in R3, this is, you know, whatever we do, it's going to propagate throughout all the code and stuff, and it's going to be harder and harder to change.
Well, I'm really worried because I think that a lot of the events in the event listener may say the wrong thing. I think it's the event listener document may say
but,
the
but
wrong thing.
But it's a document,
thing.
Right? You're saying because it says the wrong thing. Wrong thing on paper.
Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't fix it, but what I'm trying to say is there is a lot of moving parts, I think, that we need to correct and make consistent. I actually am all for making things right as soon as we can. I just want to make sure that we don't say we're going to do that this in this call, and then we don't follow through and fix all of it, and then it's going to be inconsistent. That's my concern, right?
Yeah, and I raised that as well. I said you should also bring this to a wider community, to the 5G use case call at a minimum,
right?
Just to, if nothing else, socialize the point.
Right. So and before like I do that on Thursday, I was going to try and meet with. I was going to try and meet with the LOOK and the ANAI folks to make sure, you know, get the VES and the ANAI stuff all on the same page. Before upset an apple cart on Thursday.
That would be fantastic because I will tell you right now that I believe that there are some incorrect things in the VES events for some of the new events that are getting defined, because I know that some of the things that we're going to be reviewing this week with a look, say for source name and reporting name, VNF ID, I'm sorry, VNF name or PNF name, ANAI entry. So that means that there are some mistaken views that the VNF name, and mine is included, that the VNF name is the index in, because I just assumed everything was the same. You know, that if the PNF name was the index into ANAI for PNFs, then it made sense to me that the VNF name would be the...
Right, exactly. It's not consistent, and that's what I'm trying to like get ahead of.
Well, also, I have seen working with the SO team that in other places, you know, something something's ID is usually the index into things. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when I was doing the software object, we were talking about, you know, an object to represent the software, and software ID was the key that somebody suggested would be the index into this object. So, I think just from a few data points that ID tends to be used as the index into things. I had changed this just because, you know, Marge had and I had discussed this too.
Yeah, and Christina confirmed that PNF name was the index into ANAI.
Yeah, it absolutely is the index. And what I'm trying to do is fix that because it shouldn't
okay.
have been.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. What I'm trying, and I'm not against that. I'm just trying to wrap my head around all the things that we need to make sure get changed. There may even be software components because I think that the PNF registration handler contribution, that software, because they were the first ones that alerted me.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't use PNF ID because I had PNF ID in when I first created it.
Yeah, there's PNF definitely ID. Software already in motion that's using PNF name as the index. Absolutely.
Hey, can I ask you something Marge and Ben and Cheswan. Okay, let's step back. We can use a similar concept. At the time of an instance, you create that PNF. Who create that PNF instance?
Well, SO does. Oh. So
the which entity create that? That would be the ID that should be consistently across during the life cycle of that PNF instance. Now, PNF name or PNF ID, that's more or less at the design time, right?
So
but you're talking about you're talking about the descriptor ID, not the instance ID, right?
Yeah. So
we're talking about the instance ID.
Yes. So what Ben showed earlier, the PNF ID, that's basically a descriptor ID, right? And then the PNF name, it could be encoded like what been proposed on screen, but to track that PNF during the life cycle of that PNF up and running inside ONAP should be related to the PNF instance ID.
Yeah, I mean, from an ANAI historical perspective, there are, you know, the IDs and the names that belong to the instance, and then they have this model and variant ID, model version ID, which track to the internal models, you know, identifiers, which is more like the descriptors inside of the internal model.
Yes.
So this PNF ID here would be the instance one.
No. Well, you could reuse it and create it, but don't mix match because you also need to have the PNF ID is also represent for the PNF providers. He need to have his own ID. He's the one that created that PNF, right?
He need to have that ID. Right?
He's for managing at the design time and onboarding time right. in the concept of that.
Yeah, that would be the PNFD ID, right?
You can call PNFD ID or PNF ID.
PNF ID would be the instance. I think, you know, if I'm just coming with an ANAI hat on, I'm going to have to run to Anatoly's meeting here. With an ANAI hat on, if something's called the PNF ID or the whatever ID, it's the ID of that instance. And then all of the stuff that has to do with the internal model descriptor IDs is stored in the model and variant ID and model version ID fields.
Hmm.
Okay. Which allows you to say, please find me all instances of this model version ID, which would tell you a particular version of the model, all the instances for that. Or you could say, give me all the instances that have this model invariant ID, which would say, for all versions of this model, find me all the instances.
Okay. Hey, I have to drop off to go
okay.
to another floor. I think we do need to do a little bit of document show or something.
Try to resolve this as best as possible, I think.
Well, because so I just have a really stupid question that maybe will help me understand. So for the PNF ID, which is basically the unique identifier of this instance of a PNF, what we had been using before was a vendor name and a serial number. And so, and obviously somebody could use something else that was unique. Now that got put in PNF name. Are we saying that that should have been put in PNF ID, or are we saying that the PNF ID should be something different than what we thought it was? Like we had a vendor name and serial number. I'm trying to understand.
Right.
Are we talking about the index into ANAI? Are we talking about what we should populate to identify the PNF? Are these two different things? What do you envision the PNF ID would look like in ANAI?
The PNF ID needs to be a globally unique identifier for an instance of a PNF. Okay.
But that's not true.
Would work here then. Is that correct?
No.
I was asking if the vendor name and serial number would work here, then it seems like it would.
if it's globally unique.
Yeah, nothing else is going to have that ID. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's totally.
So right. I mean, you could choose to put it both in the ID and the name, but the purpose of the ID is to be that globally unique identifier.
Well, what's nice is if you put that in the PNF ID, then you could give the then an operator could give the PNF a name if they wanted to, like you know, you in the Sears Tower in Chicago or something.
Right? My question that would then be: there's also this concept of UUID. What happens to that?
UUID is a format, right? There's an RFC for it, but it is sometimes used to mean it's a globally unique identifier.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's not inconsistent with what's there.
Okay, all right.
But the whole service provider assigned number from network planner, that I'm not sure about that definition.
Ben, what you put there is very incorrect because the instant doesn't create by the network planner. You don't want a network planner to create those kind of instant. That is from the system, from ONAP, the component that actually generate that. So, now you change.
Take the non-italicized stuff out, right? And just say the global unique identifier, for an instance, of a PNF.
So, a PNF ID.
No, don't do that because you are creating something out of someone else's ID. I would first take the last statement you have, global unique identifier for the instant of a PNF. Okay, that need to be removed now.
That's what Chancellor just said to put in.
No, that's what it is.
No,
that's absolutely what it is in ANAI.
Well, okay.
I'm like the ANAI original architect and modeler. It's definitely that.
Okay, then we have a collision of two one ID used by two group of people. When I say two group of people, meaning at the design time. A vendor who provide the PNF descriptor, right?
Right. And they have a PNF descriptor ONAP, ID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ONAP using that. Now, if ONAP happy to use that value through entire life of that PNF, same instance, then it's ANI can use that. But if ANI want to use something else, they can't just take someone else's ID and just saying this is ours. So
there's the internal model, right? And there's the onboarding model. And there will be data that flows from one to the other, you know, values, right? That need to be used appropriately. So if the internal model, and right now I know it's dangerous to ignore the onboarding model, but you know, like let's just say for a second that the internal model, the model, has this version ID, which every version of that model in the internal representation of it is going to have some sort of a UUID, right? That particular value is going to be put in ANAI for the thing that's being, the instances that are stamped from that model, but it's not going to be stored in the ID of the instance. It's going to be stored in this model version ID I was telling you about earlier. So you still have that ability to say, okay, let me go get this, in all of my instances of this thing that came from my model. And I don't want to confuse that with like the PNFD ID because on the onboarding model, the vendor's giving you that number. It's going to get onboarded and put in the catalog. And the way that the model version ID and the model invariant ID are assigned are part of that onboarding process. That's in the internal model now. And I think a number of us really do have to jump to Anatoly's call, but and I think to Andy's earlier point, you know, we really need to get better on internal model, onboarding model, making those distinctions, and also working to bring the internal model instead of two internal models.
Okay, so what's our next steps?
What's our way forward? Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to meet with Alok and Christina to make sure that I'm not going to just try to upset the apple cart on Thursday and say that, you know, let's do this. And then people push back and say, no, we can't do that, you know?
Okay. All right. So if you could rope in Marge and I and, you know, at least on the CCN emails and stuff, that'd be good. And
sure.
I won't be there Thursday, but Marge can join.
I will be. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And once again, Tess, I guess I should have probably kept that dialogue open, but when I was told that it couldn't be changed, I just sort of said, okay, it can't be changed for this release.
And you know what's a bummer is I was actually working with the ANI folks at the time to, you know, say, could we change this if this would be good for them? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think okay. We can, but so we might have lost some time, but hopefully we can recover before right. we just need consistency, right?
And if we decide to do this, we have to be really, really rigorous to make sure that everybody and their brother knows that that we made this change so that we don't have broken software. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know who in the Nokia team we need to tell, but it's more than Nokia. Maybe Ericsson team that's making some contributions this release, other folks that are making contributions this release that need to be really well aware of how this is working. I'm not against making the change, Tesla, don't get me wrong. I'm just worried about breakage and
I agree.
Stuff. So anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely the longer this goes on, the harder it is to change.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, having lived through, you know, several years of e-comp, it's like, you know, make these changes fast because, boy, it's hard to dig out of stuff you just kicked down the road.
Yes, it is. It's always hard to re-architect anything.
Mm, yep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thanks for pinging me to rejoin. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I think we're ending the meeting. So one last thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we need to close now. And one last thing I need to mention is we're going to continue discussion on PNFD on the next week call. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So thank you all for joining and see you next time.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.